Leading Afghan-American gay rights activist has called on Western governments, including Ireland, to do more to help gay Afghani citizens living under Taliban rule. Nemat Sadat, whose activism led to him being deemed a threat to national security prior to the takeover by the Taliban in 2021, was visiting Dublin this week at the invitation of gay rights groups here. He echoed a call from LGBT Ireland to ensure the Irish government does what it can to bring more gay Afghans here. Our reporter Jason Kennedy has this report.
Very close family and very close relatives, they did know about my gender and my sexual orientation. They shared that and it really made problem for me.
Basira is a young LGBT woman from Afghanistan. She came to Ireland after the Taliban took over her homeland and following threats to her well-being.
I received many calls from unknown numbers. That's why I changed my number, but still they found a way to reach me. So that's why it was the reason to leave Afghanistan. However, my heart and soul couldn't leave Afghanistan for 1 year.
Now living in the east coast of Ireland, Basira finally feels safe. Today, she met one of her heroes. Since the Taliban's return to power, activist Nemat Sadat says more than 1,000 people have contacted him, pleading for ways they can escape the militia's rule. Speaking during a visit to Dublin, he said he is reminded of the risk facing those in Afghanistan every day.
The message is basically great despair. People are like, please get me out of here. I have no way else out. You know, you are our first and only in hope. We're not even safe because even our family members, our relatives have joined forces with the Taliban. And they've come in, you know, the Taliban come into rural areas and they go to the village elders and say, hand us over your LGBT people. And so we cannot stop. For the duration that the Taliban are in power, we have to make a commitment to provide asylum protection to the LGBT community. More than a third of my list has already been tortured in this last year. And I see very graphic images every single day that are sent to me.
Now, Mr. Sadat, along with the organisation LGBT Ireland, is calling on the Irish government to grant visas to a number of LGBT citizens from Afghanistan every quarter. Colette O'Regan of LGBT Ireland says this could vary from 3 to 9 and would be manageable with sponsored housing by private individuals already volunteered.
We're talking about creating a pathway whereby, as we have host families ready, we can then approach the government. So some quarters that might be 3 or 4 or 5, other quarters that might be 7 or 8 or 9, but we just need to have an ongoing agreed way of working together where when we are ready to receive, they are ready to issue a visa waiver.
In a statement to Morning Ireland, the Department of Justice said there's been a focus on processing applications for family reunification, which incorporates family members of Afghan nationals living in Ireland. It adds that priority has been given to those working on human rights issues and that each application is assessed individually on its merits. The assessment takes into account a region's laws relating to and societal treatment of individuals who identify as LGBT. But Mr. Sadat says governments around the world need to do much more so that Afghanistan isn't forgotten.
Any life we can save, I think, is still a victory for us. When a society turns totalitarian, like the Taliban regime envisioned under Sharia law, you cannot trust anybody, you know? So who do you turn to if you're an LGBT person?
And that was our reporter, Jason Kennedy, reporting there.